Boo, girl. Shock me like an electric needle. That was bad. Welcome. Welcome back to another semester with your favorite. Your favorite radio DJ, DJ Roomba. I welcome you to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And I welcome you to what was formerly known as the Alternate Universe, but will from now on be known as Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. Anyway, we're back. I've got a return-themed episode, even though there is no theme. It just, I listened to quite a bit of music over the break, and I'd like to share it with you as the sharing and giving kind of person that I am. Anywho, we're going to start off with a band that I saw two times over break, Phony People. Been a big fan of them. So they've been doing a residency at the Blue Note in downtown Manhattan, and I was so fortunate as to give them a visit twice. To start off, I'll be playing their track Helga from their 2015 effort Yesterday's Tomorrow.
I know what you're thinking, I'm dreaming the same thing too. And Helga Pataki, I'm seeing through how you move. Ever since forever, you've stayed in the role you've played. So Helga Pataki, let's clean up this mess you made. I promise.
There, phony people with Helga. I have to say, very good live. I do have to recommend not sitting directly next to their drummer. I have attempted and failed to hit up two concerts in one night, and I was a little late to the phony people concert, and it was not worth the time I spent at the other concert. What can I say? I will be making it up, however, by going to see them a third time. I've made the executive decision to go see them on the night of March 18th in New York City. Anywho, now we've got a Shock Me Like an Electric Neil first, as well as just a Neil first in general, at least for my radio show, where we will be playing some fresh vinyl that I bought down in downtown Easton. And we're gonna be playing some vinyl, if this will. So you're gonna join me up. This microphone's gonna join me as I try to figure this out. Let's see this. We're gonna turn up the vinyl volume. Okay, that's good. We're gonna turn vinyl. Should probably be turned on. Right? Is that not on? Press start. Okay, that's not a good start. Oh, that's I got it. Okay, let's press start. Let's see what happens. Come on. Okay, it's moving. Like, the turntable is moving. Whether or not this will allow me to move it, no. Not a great start. Yeah, it's at 33. No, I'm failing a little. Okay, let's try this. There we go, Todd Rundgren with his track, I Saw the Light.
Thank you.
Hello. That was Todd Rundgren with his track, I Saw the Light. Excuse me as I figure out this vinyl player. Okay. Record player. My father will be so disappointed. So, that was a 1972 track from his album, which I'm holding in my hands right now. Something slash anything. Like I said, it's the first vinyl song I've ever played on the radio, and got that whole album for $3. Looking at you, Barnes & Noble, and your very, very expensive vinyl. And this album had some tracks which were proved to be very influential in the formation of the genre of power pop. Fun fact. Anywho, let's keep moving and grooving. We've got lots of great tracks up for you tonight. Now, I said that these were tracks that I listened to over the break. I actually didn't listen to that track over the break. I just wanted to play some vinyl for you. But, of course, we're going to move on. We're going to move on to some of my boy Frankie Ocean. We're on a track from his 2012 Monster, his incredible album. After quite a bit of thought, I think it's one of my top three albums of all time. Channel Orange, and it's gonna be the track Sweet Life.
The best song wasn't the single, but you weren't either. Living in Ladera Heights, the Black Beverly Hills, domesticated paradise, palm trees and pools. The water's blue, swallow the pill, keeping it surreal. Whatever you like, whatever feels good, whatever takes your mind tonight, keeping it surreal. Not sugar free, my TV ain't HD, that's too real. Grapevine, mango, peaches and lime, sweet life, sweet life, sweet life. Sweet life, sweet, 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 sweet life. Sweet life, sweet life, sweet pie. You've had a landscaper and a housekeeper since you were born. The sunshine always kept you warm. Song wasn't a single, but you couldn't turn your radio down. Satellite need a receiver, can't seem to turn the signal fully off. Transmitting away, you're catching that breeze till you're dead in the grave.
But you're keeping it so real,
whatever you like. Takes your mountain high. It's real, not sugar free. My TV ain't HD, that's too rare. Grapevines, mango, peaches, and lime. A sweet life. Always kept you warm.
There we had Frankie Ocean with the track Sweet Life. Did I write anything down about this? I wrote down I Love Frank, and my another bullet point was So Much. Oh, some Frank Ocean news for those of you who are fans. Today he was sued for $14.5 million by his father for defamation because in a Tumblr post a couple years ago, Mr. Ocean wrote that he and his father had gone to a neighborhood diner, and at that diner, I believe Frank said that his father had used a homophobic slur, and I don't get the whole gist of it, but anyway, that has apparently cost him jobs and other opportunities in the future. So, $14.5 million. Anyway. There. Next up, we've got a track hailing from Brisbane, Australia. It's from the group Ballpark Music. They're kind of like the Killers, but Australian. And they're up next. I hope you enjoy it. Ballpark Music with their track All I Want Is You off their 2013 self-titled EP Ballpark Music EP. Wait, I didn't have to say that twice. Anywho, shall we have a little intermission? Yes, it's time for your favorite PSAs that I don't feel like reading out anymore, that we will instead move to a little intermission. Hope you enjoy.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Exquisite Corpse. A very unusual and completely amazing story pieced together out of so many parts that it is not possible to describe them all here, so go ahead and just start reading. The full moon lights the silver rails winding around dark mountains and over steep gorges of jagged rock and one freezing cold rushing black mountain river. I wish there was enough time to describe all of the funny twists and turns, especially the elephant clown party, that led up to now, but there isn't enough time, because there is a ticking clock. And the 2 passengers we care most about don't know anything about it. In a sleeping berth in the 3rd car from the end of the train are 2 children, 11-year-old twins who have just run away from the circus. The girl's name is Nancy, the boy's name is Joe. They have no idea that those are not their true names, though they will figure it out soon enough. To see what happens next, visit read.gov to read The Exquisite Corpse, a riveting adventure pieced together by John Cheska, Shannon Hale, Daniel Handler, and other popular authors. Explore new worlds. Read. This exciting message is brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Weren't those nice? I'm sure that they weren't. They're not as nice as what's the show called? Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. Anywho, anyway, I have to stop saying anywho. Here we go. Let's give Chance the Rapper some love. Let's give him a little listen to Sunday Candy by Donnie Trump. Johnny Trumpet. Oh, no, he had to change his name, actually. He was originally just Nico Vagel or Nico Vigel. Then he changed his artist name to Donnie Trumpet in the social experiment. And as of mid-November, he's rechanged his name to Nico Vigel and the social experiment. So I guess Sunday Candy by Nico Vigel and the social experiment off their album Surf from 2015. Anyway, here's Sunday Candy by featuring Chance the Rapper.
She can say in her voice, in her way, that she love me. With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she loves as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan fried, sun dried, south side, and beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with her hands tied, president of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
mother. Gotta move it slowly, taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly.
Candy, your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday. If I had tweaked and missed you, you look so good with the hat on. Had to match with the shoes. Came and dressed in the satin. I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner. 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget. I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream. Catch a dream team, team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church.
You better come on
in this house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain down,
rain down.
It's gonna rain. Holy, I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly,
taking in my body like it's holy.
I've been waiting for you for this whole week.
I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday.
There, Sunday candy. I have to apologize. That there was not a deep cut. I assume that perhaps quite a few of my listeners, of all four of my listeners, I found the stats. Like now I can see how many people are listening at a time. It's very exciting. Now I can see, I would assume that probably 2 to 3 of my listeners have heard that song before. But I hope that the people who didn't enjoyed it, because I'm a fan of the song. It's a little ditty that was about that's about Chance the Rapper's grandma. I don't know why I love this line so much, but in the middle of the song he says, "I'm something too, but yo grandma ain't my grandma." I don't know why I enjoy it so much, but I'm certainly glad that Mr. Chancellor Bennett takes the time to address that we do not in fact share a grandmother. Chance, thank you. On that note, let's move on. I have patterned this episode to kind of like not a deep cut and then a deep cut. So we had Phony People, which if you listen to me, isn't a deep cut. Then we had Todd Rundgren, deep cut. Frank Ocean, not a deep cut. Ballpark Music, deep cut. This song, that past song, not a deep cut. And here, we've got the deepest of cuts for you, okay? This is a band that I found very little information about. the last picture they've posted on Facebook got 2 likes. They're being hailed by one Facebook commenter as the next Slater Kinney. It's a girl band called Girl Ray, self-described as estrogen pop, and we're going to listen to their 2016 single, Trouble. We had Trouble by Girl Ray. In my attempt to do research, I found a tidbit of some information. They're playing at a festival in Wales that so happens to be called the Green Man Festival. Now, for those of you who don't know, there have been some squad changes here at Lafayette College, we've got kind of half a squad going right now, and we're enjoying our time with another squad. But my boy Joe Leary, my boy Noah Ramos, three of us, we formed the Green Men, and maybe we should take a trip to Wales this summer, boys. Hit up the Green Man Festival and see Girl Ray. Anywho. Stop, Neil. Oh my god. Let's move on to a track from from Justin Timberlake's 2002 album, Justified, which is unjustifiably underrated. And it's, all right, people give, well, I haven't heard anybody, but I would assume that people give Justin Timberlake a hard time because he's in, you know, that, because he wasn't always a music, he hasn't, at no point in his career has he been a Thom Yorke type musical aficionado or talented man, but he's still very talented. And I'm going to prove that to you by playing his song, Señorita.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce to you, he's a friend of mine, yes, yes I am, and he goes by the name, Justin, whoa, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee, and he got something special for y'all tonight. He gon' sing a song for y'all about this girl.
Coming right here?
Yeah. Come on.
On that sunny day, didn't know I'd meet such a beautiful girl walking down the street. Seen those bright brown eyes with tears coming down.
So he said to himself,
she deserves a crown. But where is it now? Mama, listen.
Anymore. I'm gonna sing something, and I want the guys to sing with me. They go, it feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you? Right. And then the ladies go, I don't know what I'm thinking about. Really leaving with you. Guys sing,
it feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you?
And ladies,
I don't know what I'm thinking about. Really leaving with you.
Feels good, don't it? Come on.
It feels like something's heating up.
Come on.
Can I leave
with
you?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm
sure feel good to me.
Really
sing it one more time. Ladies, good morning. And that's it.
There. Justin Timberlake with his track, Señorita. 2002 track. Now, even back in 2002, some of my more cultured listeners may have realized that Pharrell Williams does indeed sing on that track, in case you were wondering. This track did bring about problems. No, I'm not going to tell that story. No. Somebody asked me why I had so much Justin Timberlake on my playlist, and I refused to explain myself. Justin Timberlake deserves to be on my playlist, and that's final. That is final. Anyway. Let's see. What do we got up next? Ooh, got a good one. Because they're all good, because this is Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. We've got a 2010 track from Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti, off the album Before Today, and it's going to be their track Beverly Kills.
Oh,
Beverly Kills from Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti. When I first heard that bass line at the Sub Par concert in Brooklyn, I could not, the bass, that was the, they, you know, they were just playing some music before the openers came on, and that bass line was stuck in my head for about 5, maybe 6 days. It was, it's very good. Have to say it's one of my favorite bass lines, I think. And that's that track. Then next up, we're gonna have some Glass Animals. They had a very successful 2016 concept album called How to Be a Human Being, in which every track played on that album represents one of the people who's in the cover art. So there's I think 7 or 8 people on the cover art, and every track represents one of those people. And we're about to play one of those tracks. It's a little ditty called Life Itself, and I hope you enjoy. I hope you enjoy it. That was poorly done on my part. I was kind of feeling dramatic, and I stopped my mic feed a little early. But anyway, Life Itself. Life itself from Glass Animals. Now I realize we're nearly approaching the time slot which I once inhabited, but you'll be glad to know that nobody, not one pesky person on this entire campus, was hardcore enough to take it, and as such, I'll be intruding into a little bit because I haven't hit an hour yet, and there's nobody stopping me. I am not to be stopped. With that, let's move on. We got a new track. We got a couple new tracks coming up. First off, we're gonna get the new track from Homeshake. Their new single, his new single, Homeshake's new single, Every Single Thing, just came out a couple weeks ago. And let's give it a listen.
Are you even paying attention to me right now?
Jam from Homeshake. I'm not sure how I figured out about how I heard about Homeshake. Perhaps a friend from high school, but one of his claims to fame is that he's a good friend of Mac DeMarco. And it's funny that I mentioned Mac DeMarco because he's the artist coming up next. He blessed us, right? Everybody was having a rough week. I know you were having a rough week, listener. But Mackie is always thinking about us. And as such, he blessed us. He just gave us a quick old blessing. He blessed us with two new singles, one of which I'm about to play. I'm about to play Mac DeMarco's 2017 single, This Old Dog.
Sometimes my love may be put on hold. Sometimes my heart may seem awful cold. These times come and these times go. As long as I live, all you need to know is this old dog
about to forget all we've had and all that's next. Long as my heart's beating in my chest, this old dog ain't about to forget. Often a heart tends to change its mind. New day decides on a new design. A new day gets set on another way. As long as I live, all I've got say is, this old dog ain't about to forget all we've had and all that's next. Long as my heart's beating in my chest, ain't about to forget.
Mackie, our man, with his track, This Old Dog. Now, the time has come. I'm over my limit. That's not really a limit because I can really go as late as I want, but the time now to come to our last song of what is now the morning. It's going to be a little track from Foxygen, another new track. I spent my break listening to new music. It's a new track from Foxygen's new album Hang, and it's the track Avalon. And that's it. The first episode of Shock Me Like an Electric Neil down in the books. While I'm at it, I might as well announce that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, semicolon Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Shock Me Like an Electric Neil with DJ Roomba. You can visit us online at WJRH.org if you're not already there. And perhaps you want to drop a like to my Facebook page. That's facebook.com/electricneilnoff. That's ElectricNeilLaf. So just electric, Neil, and then Laf, L-A-F. Do I have anything else to say? Don't believe I do. Thanks for joining. Appreciate your presence. And I look forward to seeing you and I look forward to speaking to you and sharing my music with you next Thursday night. But until then, I wish you the best in music and in life. Goodbye.